Welcome to the Hillsborough School District HR High Five Podcast. This podcast focuses on the highlights and achievements of our amazing employees. We're bringing you a great episode this month that we're calling Family Matters. This isn't going to be all about the beloved 90s sitcom, but we're going to be hearing from three different sets of family members who all work in HSD. Now that you might have that catchy theme song playing in your head, let's jump into this episode before all the days go by. Today's episode is hosted by me, Connalou Williams, Human Resources Officer. It's the bigger
love of the family. Hello, everyone. My name is Carly Gutierrez. My preferred pronouns are she, her. My job title is EL Specialist, and this is my first year in Hillsborough School District as a teacher.
And I'm Helen Gutierrez. My job title is Special Education Teacher and Case Manager, and I've worked with HSD for the last 11 years.
Wonderful. Well, it's great to meet you. This first question will be for Carly. What about your mom's experience in HSD inspired you to want to be part of this community too? Did she provide you with any advice or guidance along the way?
So I have always been, since I was young, like with my mom in the classroom at times. In elementary school, she taught at the school that I was at. So I was just like around her all of the time. And then when we moved here to Oregon and she started here at South Meadows, I had a lot of opportunities as well before I was even in middle or high school to come and like watch her and see her interact with her students. And I think a big part of that was that she just, the way that she interacted with her students and the relationships that she has with them is what inspired me the most. And even when I'm not in, like seeing her in the classroom, she'll come home and she has a lot of great stories about her students, and some of them are funny, some of them are, you know, more serious, but I just think that overall, how her students seem to feel about her is very inspiring, and it makes me want to be that type of teacher for my own students.
Helen, how has been working together at HSD, even at different locations, positively impacted your relationship with your daughter?
Well, working in the same district together has been, it's just been really a joy and a great experience. I've been able to kind of see her grow into the young lady that she is now, and it's just been, she has been inspiring. She says that I inspire her, but just watching her grow into who she is and face and, you know, just kind of conquer the battles that she's had in her life has just really made her an inspiration to me. Like, I strive to be like her. She says she'll strive to be like me, but I really strive to be like her. Everything that she's grown up to be is everything that I want to be. And so, you know, she's been an inspiration to me her whole life. But now I get to see her in a different light. I get to see her as my colleague, and that's just been really fun. Like, I call her almost every day. I don't call her every day because I don't want to like wear her down, but I do call her every day to see how her day went, and her and I get to like cheer for each other when we have like successes, and we get to collaborate and problem solve when we have struggles in the classroom or with our students. And so just being able to see her as a colleague has just been super awesome. And you know, I get to see her in that different kind of role in her life. And so, you know, I think it has brought us closer because we have a mutual understanding of what our day, our work day looks like. And we get to work closely with each other on, you know, just becoming better teachers.
Thank you so much. We're so thankful that you could join us today and share more about how you're keeping HSD as a part of your family. Next, we have a family trio. Thanks for joining us. Please introduce yourself for our audience before we ask some questions.
Hi, my name is Mindy Paulson. My pronouns are she, her, Aya. And currently I'm a teacher apprentice here at Minterbridge in a second, third grade blended class. Previously, I was a wellness instructor here for 3 years. So I felt really fortunate that I got to stay working here with the same staff and that I've come to know, and I really enjoy working with them. We have a good community here.
Hi, my name is Gloria Hernandez, and I am she, her. And My job title when I was here working at Minna Bridge was the dual language teacher in kindergarten, and now I'm retired. So, and I worked here at for the Hillsborough School District for 15 years. No, I think it was more like 20 years. Yes.
20 years. Because you were an assistant, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm Rebecca Garcia, and my pronouns, she, her, and hers. My job title, I am a fourth grade teacher in an English-focused classroom, and I've worked for HSD on and off for over 10 years.
Wonderful. It's great to meet all of you. The first question I have for the three of you is, one of the unique things about your family is that you have all worked at Minna Bridge Elementary School. What does it mean to you to have a family tradition now of working at that school?
I think that it's more so that my kids started out here in kindergarten. My oldest now is graduating this year and started out in my mom's kindergarten classroom, and it was all new to us, the dual language program and all of that. So we were very fortunate to be a transfer family in to Minna Bridge and then be part of this and then end up, you know, ultimately end up working here that I never foresaw. What, how many years ago? That would have been
12 years ago.
13.
So 13 years. Great. So that I feel like that's where we start out, is like, oh, mother was the kindergarten teacher and then kind of just drew us in to volunteer, which is how we ended up getting here. Like, it wasn't an option. She made us volunteer in her classroom.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. Gloria, do you want to follow?
Well, yes, I was very fortunate to be all of my grandchildren's teacher, kindergarten teacher. So I totally enjoyed that.
So having a family tradition, it does kind of feel like that now, doesn't it? It's like, I feel like it started back with our mother too, seeing her in her class, you know, pouring her heart into her teaching and the time that she spent here doing her lesson plans, and also volunteering was a requirement. So we were in her class, and I got to see that from, even as volunteering, seeing how much work that she put into it. And and then seeing my sister also decide to follow in those footsteps, it was really encouraging to see her, you know, go into that direction. So it was nice.
Thank you for sharing that. My second question for the three of you is, what have you learned from each other that has helped the work that you're doing at Minna Bridge?
What have I learned? That teaching is very much creative and can tap into your desires and your specialties and whatever it is that you want to do. Like, I feel like my mom had brought up teaching so long ago, and there was a wall that went up, and that was not what I was gonna do, and I was gonna be creative, and I was like, whoa, how was I wrong? My everyday is so different. Like, why did I think that it was going to be boring in a classroom with the same student? I don't know what. I didn't know. You know, I just didn't know.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, I remember Becca sharing one time with me that she showed me something about art. Because, you know, she has that talent naturally, art. And she goes, you could do this with your class. And I went, Becca, you don't understand. I don't have time. I have to teach English and Spanish. And she goes, what do you mean you don't have time? Look, you could do this. And now I ask her, hey, did you have time to do art today?
No time.
So, yes, it's a wonderful thing that my daughters followed in my steps, even though, like Becca said, she has a degree in advertising. And so Mindy's going to tell you also that she had another degree before she started teaching.
Oh, I had a finance degree, but I just want to pop that in since you said that. But back to what I learned from my mother was that as comfortable as you can become with doing your routine of your daily prep, that it's important to continue improving your skills and utilizing new technology. So I remember seeing her and 2 hours after school getting her slide deck together and everything. And I'm like, what is all that about? Like, and now that I'm learning how to do a lesson plan, I see, yeah, that totally makes sense how that's applicable. Efficient, you can be able to access it from any side of the room. So that those are one of the things that really stood out for me. And also, thinking back on her routines for her students and how having consistency and being firm is really important. And it wasn't until I started working with students that I understood that, how important it is for them to feel comfortable and safe and knowing what's expected of them. And so I got a lot of that from watching my mom too. What was really impactful for me was seeing how my sister interacts with students, because I guess most crucially was that she attends to their needs before addressing their challenges, right? So taking that time, seeing her, even if it's on her way to lunch or on her way to the staff room to grab a coffee or whatever, and stopping in the hall with a student who's struggling, to see her doing that helped me realize how important that is. Just taking that little time, making that connection with the students, because that can help you down the line too. Because those struggles don't just stop at that one thing, but they continue to struggle, and being able to help them with that was really important.
Thank you so much for sharing. Those stories are really beautiful, and just all of those reflections. We're so glad your family has chosen to be a part of HSD.
My name is Stephanie Moreno, and my preferred pronouns are she, her, ella. And my job title is Department Administrative Assistant 3. And I've worked with HSD for about 10 years.
My name is Diana Alaniz. My preferred pronouns are she, her, ella. My job title is Admin Support 1. And I have worked with the district for 27 plus years.
Wow, it's so great to see you and connect with you both. My first question for you today, what is a unique strength or perspective that you've learned in your family that you try to include or utilize in the work you do at HSD?
For me, laughter. I feel like that's a big part of how our family is connected. We tend to have a lot of laughter and be joyful, especially during hard times. And so I feel like I bring into my work environment that joy and lightness that we usually do in our family when we're going through tough times in our department.
One experience that we had was back in the day when I used to work at a building. Well, we used to work together. Mm-hmm. And my students went to that same school. Well, we had multiple experiences. One of them was that my kindergartner, she was so hungry after that school, but because she already knew the staff, so she found the staff like her family because she's there every day. She took a snack from her. She waited until she was gone, and she saw the cucumber with tahini, and she was like, I am just going to take that snack because I'm very hungry.
And we were both like, oh my gosh.
I can't believe, those are the moments where I'm like, I can't believe you're my family. But yes. Yeah, those are some of the numerous experiences mm-hmm. that we've had when working together and then working in HSD. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. In my case, I'm going to say that hospitality. I try to carry that to my work. I try to practice that by creating welcoming spaces where students and families of all backgrounds feel like they belong there, like that's their home also.
Thank you for sharing that. My second question for the both of you are, what are some of the benefits to having relatives that also work within HSD?
I feel like when
we have that benefit of having relatives or family members in the district, we tend to lean on each other for any advice or any encouragement, especially right now with closing out the year. I feel like everyone's in a tough spot, and so we're just encouraging each other that we're almost there, we're gonna make it. And so I feel like that it's a great way to have a support system, not only with our colleagues, but we also have our family.
And I think it also deepens our ties to the district and to the community.
Thank you, Diana and Stephanie, for sharing that and for giving us a glimpse inside your family and for the great work you are all doing at HSD. We hope you enjoyed this month's episode. It was fun to hear from these family members and how working together has impacted their personal and professional endeavors. Some of us may define or experience family differently from each other, but remember that whether or not you work alongside a relative in your job, you are all part of the HSD family. Next month's episode will conclude our 24-25 podcast season. Each of our guests from this year has answered the question, in one word, what does HSD mean to you? And we will be sharing their answers. You won't want to miss it. Tune in next month, HSD fam.